I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. From the Front Lines, a conversation with Maria Hinojosa is the first event in Oregon Humanity Center's 2017-18 lecture series with the theme of We the People. Maria Hinojosa has hosted NPR's Latino USA for the past 22 years, as well as hosting the PBS program America by the Numbers, plus countless other awards and credits in her 30-year journalistic career. She'll speak on the UO campus on Thursday, October 5th, and she joins me at KLCC. Thanks for a few minutes of your time, Maria.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Eric, my pleasure.
Well, this series aims to present diverse perspectives on what it means to be American. How would you define that difficult meaning?
It's a complicated question. First, you know, American is more than just the United States of America. So let's just clarify that. To be American is to be from the Americas. So you can be Canadian and be American, and you can be Argentinian and be American. Somos Americanos. Todos somos Americanos. And I think that that's kind of a concept that kind of leads to the bigger question, like why did the United States of America get to kind of appropriate the name when it's actually two continents? So there's an awareness thing of it. Then there's the part I'll never forget when a journalist once said to me, he was actually born in, I think, someplace in South America. And he said, you know, sometimes you can be born an American no matter where you're born. And that sense of being born an American means that you kind of believe in this notion of independence. You know, freedom is a difficult notion, you know. But okay, so you believe in a notion of independence, of you're going to be in a place where you're not going to be hampered by things, and your spirit of achieving whatever goal will be allowed to occur. That's what it is to be an American, this notion that you can just, you're unstoppable. And then I think American also is to see the entirety of the United States. So to just focus on the United States and to be able to see yourself actually in the person most unlike you. Like that to me is the definition of being a true and open American.
What do you see as your role in addressing those issues?
You know, I talk a lot about this because actually, you know, when I first got to this country, I wasn't, quote unquote, an American. I was born in Mexico. I came to this country with a green card, as did the rest of my family. And then many, many, many years later, I decided to become an American citizen. So that I have this experience of kind of being outside of the American experience because I lived with a green card and a Mexican passport. And then I became an American citizen. And when I became an American citizen, there was this whole notion of kind of like my civic duty, which I take very seriously. I mean, I talk about being a democracy junkie because to me, that is a core of also being American. So as a journalist, I feel like I have a huge responsibility, one, to be talking about this, right? To talk about the complexity of becoming an American. It was not necessarily an easy decision for me to have to return my Mexican passport. At the time, there were no, you could not have dual citizenship. So I talk a lot about this notion. And as a result, because I've kind of been living it for my whole life, I feel like I have to report on this too. And that the way in which I report it, that affects on what I report and how I report it because of the perspective that I have. And I got to tell you, I'm one of those people who, whenever I meet someone and I'm like, oh, you know, you're not a citizen, I will say, you need to become a citizen. Because sometimes I also feel like sometimes people are like, well, but this isn't really my country. And it's like, no, if you're living here, eres americano, eres americana. And we need to own that. So I feel a real responsibility, you know, as a journalist, but also just as a fellow human being.
You speak about civic duty in your case. What about civic duty for the other average citizens?
In the conversation, I think that they play a huge role because they are the absolute majority. They are difficult conversations, but we're engaging. We have been a divided country many times before, so I understand that this is not necessarily the time that we have been the most divided. But if there was ever a time, because we are modern, intelligent, educated people, where we should be engaging with each other in difficult conversations, hopefully with respect and love, then that's one thing that you need to be doing. I'm hoping that people come to the conversation in Eugene with a lot of questions. And as I said, these are difficult, sometimes uncomfortable conversations. I approach them from a place of first gratitude to be able to have the conversation, and then hopefully a lot of love and respect. I'm so looking forward to being in Eugene.
Maria Hinojosa, host of Latino USA and America by the Number. She'll be this year's Cressman Lecturer in the Oregon Humanities Center's series on the theme, We the People. She'll speak in Straub Hall on the UO campus on Thursday evening, October 5th at 7:30 p.m. The talk is free and open to the public and will be live streamed at ohc.uoregon.edu. Latino USA can be heard on KLCC each Sunday evening at 8 p.m. and can be found online at latinousa.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.